This is Nicole.
Hey Nicole, it's Jimmy Doan with the Doan Law Firm. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I catch an okay time?
Yeah.
Hey, I just have a quick question for you. Thought
Yeah.
I'd call you. So I always get nervous on this thing. So we're waiting for this big case. I've been waiting for like 10 years now. It feels like, you know. So I always have, like, if I send you the bank statement, I always get nervous. So I went to like a lawyer conference in Vegas like a couple weeks ago,
A lawyer
and it was like.
conference? Okay.
Yeah, like a lawyer. It's called Mass Torts Made Perfect. It's like this big kind of conference. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
So what I learned during this conference is I used to go to conference and it was all about law. Now it's
Yeah.
all about like financing and loans, like 90% of that. So this is where they made me nervous about like companies like y'all. So they made me a little nervous. So they were like, hey, you know, when you work with companies like them, they can call the loan at any time. If they feel nervous, like if you ask them for some more money, they can say, fuck, this guy needs, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss. They can say, this guy needs money, he needs to pay all of it back. Like, is that true?
No, that's like a traditional line of credit at the bank. They can do that. So that's what we saw in like 2008, 2009, when the economy crashed. All these businesses had these lines of credit out, and the banks got nervous and just pulled them all. Or if you were too high on it, on that, they would pull it as well. This is a fixed payment loan. So you've already been allocated the funds. You have your payments you make back, and that's it.
I got you. Okay, so there is no clause that says if they get nervous,
No.
they can say pay
No.
us all.
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
If you didn't make your payments for like a month or something, then they, might say, okay, we need our money now. But
sure.
that's a totally different situation.
Okay, so like I that's what I was afraid. I didn't want them to say, "Wow, why does this guy keep needing to come back for the funding?" But like I keep waiting for this case. So I'm paying you guys and I'm doing all the right things, but I didn't want them to say,
Yeah.
"Oh, this guy's making us nervous. We want him to pay the $200,000." And then I'll be like, "Shit, I'll be in a worse situation." Like that,
No,
it's
because
not okay.
the thing is, they would not approve you for more funding if they thought it was a situation where your revenues are going down and you're struggling. Because if you were struggling, then they would not give you more funding. And that's why they evaluate the bank statements. They want to see what you're doing now. So, besides that, you have other revenue coming in from other clients or whatnot, which keeps which keeps everything steady, and that's why they're able to give you additional funding. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I guess I'm just I just wish I would get I don't know if I sent you the link. We won this big case for like it's like millions and millions of dollars. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise. So we won $13.3 million like 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
But the problem is when it's that large, they're gonna try to appeal it. You know, so we're
Yeah.
probably gonna win the appeal, but that'll get dragged out for another like
Like
I
6 months,
don't
or what do you think? How long
know.
will that take?
No, it'll probably be. So okay, so without boring you to death, we have it's a huge case. We have 90 clients in total, 90, okay, 90. And we are going to trial in this case like almost every other week. So each time we go about like 6 cases at a time. So we still literally have like so like, we won that first case, which is awesome because we won what's called the bellwether case, which is the first case. It really shows like damn, we won. So we're in the middle of the second trial as we speak right now. Like my team's at trial right now. So it's probably gonna if all these cases go to trial, just to go to trial alone, it's probably another 2, 3 months to get all these cases through trial. But we're thinking that they started talking to us and they're like, hey, this is the first time in like three years or yeah, about 3 or 4 years that we had this case that because we won this first case, now they're trying to settle the cases with us, which is good. You
Oh,
know,
I
so
see.
you know, they'll say something like instead of 13.5, will you take 8 million or something like that. You know, they're gonna want a discount for it. But I think they may be waiting. If I was them, this is what I would do. They may be waiting to see what happens on the second case, because if we lose the second case, they can say, we still want to settle because we don't want to go to trial for 3 months. But because we win some, we lose some, we want to pay you 5 million. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like 8, because you can lose them as well. But if they wait for us to finish this trial, and then we're going to be really aggressive. We're going to say, hey, we want all of it. Like, why are we going to cut it? Because we're going to keep winning. So, so I don't know. So to answer your question, my gut tells me that probably January or February.
Mm-hmm. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're like there because they've been talking to us aggressively about settling these cases. In this case, I've been like hinging like we still get a steady income. I kind of changed my practice a little bit, and this is kind of why I want to talk to you too. So when I probably like about 6 months before I even spoke to you, we started making the change where we used to go after all cases. So it made me feel really good. Like we had a ton of like car accident cases and, you know, every month we were making, you know, $100,000 and but the reality is we had to spend a lot of overhead, you know, so what we've done now is we've gone after humongous cases. So we've signed up like gigantic cases. Like right now, if you're in California and you Google, you know, USA tour bus accident, you know, that big old tour bus that happened, that crashed, that casino bus.
Was that in Palm Springs?
Yeah, that one.
But like a week or so ago,
Exactly. Yeah. So if you Google like USA...
Are you working on that?
Man, I think we make... Okay, are you in the computer? I'm so proud of my work. Let me see. Maybe I'm going to look... Okay, so just put in there US... I think it's called... Let me find the name of it. But I think it's... Just put in... this may not work exactly right, but USA tour bus accident lawyer.
Uh-huh.
USA tour, but there's a name to a lawyer or something like that. Do you see me like one? So
you're
I
number
see
one.
Myself.
I see you number one. Wow.
You may even see me number two. You may even see my video. Do you see that YouTube video there, or do you not see a video?
I see a blog. Oh, wait a minute.
So I have like three listings on the first page in certain cities. That's how good we've done.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking you that. Okay, so I'm proud of that because, yeah, we're not, right. So if someone hires somebody, they're probably going to hire us because we outrank like – and that's so what I've been doing is I've just been like – so remember I told you I went to this little Vegas convention.
Yeah.
Okay, so this Vegas convention, everyone, they kind of know who I am because internet is like king and I'm like the king internet. Like when I showed everyone this thing, they're like, wow, you're like legit. So there are – a lot of people that I guess want a part of this firm. So I learned a lot about finance. Let me tell you some of the crazy. Okay, am I taking up too much of your time?
No.
So there are businesses that want to buy your cases too. For example, that Louisiana explosion case. They'll say, you may win $13.3 million, but we'll buy the case from you right now and we'll pay you 25%. So they'll pay you very little, but you get the money. Like it's non-recourse. Mm-hmm. If you lose, it doesn't matter. You get the money.
Right.
So what I guess what I'm like kind of trying to learn like as I I'm bouncing all over the board. So yeah, we're going after like very big cases, like bus cases and any case you see on TV, huge cases. But it's a blessing in disguise because when you win $100,000 or $50,000, no one gets angry, no one gets mad. They pay you. But when you're winning like 28 million and 13 million and 5 million, you get in a situation where the firm gets jammed up in financial situation because they don't want to pay you. They want to drag it out because it's such a big amount.
Right. That makes
sense. And then so that's what I learned at this conference is that all these big firms, they get funding. You know, like when I first talked to you, I was like, oh my God, like what's happening? Like, why do I need this thing? But you know, I'm a believer in like in a long-term kind of investment because even when we were making $100,000 like a month and all that shit, I was spending like 80, you know, I'm like, damn, this is like, why am I like doing this when I can just, but the problem when you get in these big cases, you need financing to keep you afloat until you start getting it in.
Yeah.
You know, and then so, anyway, so I did meet some people there, but I was like, man, I'd just rather just go through you if I can. But I was afraid to call you because I was afraid that this thing, they scared me at that thing. They said they're going to call you alone. But maybe they were trying to get for me to go with them.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, I've never seen that happen ever.
Okay.
So, you're fine.
All right, perfect. Well, let me send you over. You know how I send you those two bank statements? I send you the trust and I send you the operating.
Yes.
And if you can look at it and just let me know
Yeah.
That'd be great. And the reason, it's just in case your underwriters ask, that basically every month, like if we have, the 50 what I'm asked for, even if it's not that much, it's fine. It carries us through into the new years while I'm hoping that this case settles. And that's kind of what I'm asking for.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Well, let me send it over, and if you need anything else, let me know. But if you look at it, and if you're like, oh, man, they're going to call. See, as you can tell, they freaked me out when they told me that. So I was like, about the whole calling of the loan thing. But I'm glad you calmed my nerve that you guys have that. That's not y'all.
No, I mean, we have a lot of people that are, you know, within the guidelines, if we only can approve X amount of dollars and you take the max amount, but you wanted more because you have a large project you're working on or whatever it may be, that we have people all the time that are, they want more money. You know, they're using the funds and they're growing the business, so they need more money. So it's, I mean, it's pretty common, I would say.
Okay. And I'm guessing this is just, I'm guessing though, like it's, out of all your clients, you don't have to tell me, like, I just feel like what I'm doing though is like, I'm taking the money, I'm paying your money, but I keep going back to the same point that is not getting paid down. Is that normal? And then at some point they hit what they need to hit and then like, oh, here it is. You know, is that like kind of what happens?
No,
is that how, you know?
Most people won't, honestly, most programs, we don't really allow you to keep adding on to it like every month, like your loan. So yours is very unique in that sense because most loans, it's you have to wait till halfway through your term before you can get more funds. So for yours, it's different because they're allowing you to, you know, every month or two pull from the loan again. So for yours, your particular loan, it's not really getting paid down because you keep adding back onto it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because you're waiting to get your payout. And then when you have your payout, you can either pay the loan off or you can, you know, start over again. That's completely up to you.
I got you.
Does that make sense? Or is that what you were asking?
Why are they allowing me to do that? Like, you know, the last couple of times.
It's just that particular loan they allow for it.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
And we're, because of your industry, we're limited. Like, you don't have access to every single program because of your industry is a little bit more restricted. And so it just worked out that you were approved in that program and underwriters know you're making your payments back and everything is very steady, so they feel comfortable giving you those funds.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. They would not approve it if they thought there was something that looked, you know, that they weren't confident in the revenues coming in and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I will, as long as they won't, I can send you, and tell me if you even care about this or you don't really care. Like, I can send you a link to that site that we won that case, and I can send you the contract with the client. Is someone going to want to see that so they say, yeah, he did win this thing? Or don't worry about doing that.
Wait, what is that?
So what I was going to do is, okay, so can if you're on your computer, can you put, let me see, Williams Plant, Williams, like just like the name, Explosion Trial? So Williams Plant Explosion Trial.
Okay.
And then click on any of the story to see says something about jury rules or any kind of verdict. And then you'll see, like, do you see any stories about, like, hey, we won?
I see what the... I see what the payout is.
You do? Did you see what
I'm just looking to see if you guys are mentioned in this particular article.
Do you see the client's name? Like, does this article you see, does it say something like somebody's name? Like Chris Duvall, like $3.5 million? It should have a client's name.
Larry Bear, is he part of it? Oh, Sean Thomas. Cristobal. I see Cristobal.
Yeah.
And Eduardo Elizondo.
Do you see it says Cristobal, $3.5 million or something like that?
Yes. I do see
it. So I was going to say, I don't know if you'd like, so that is actually our client. So would it help if you know, obviously you see the link already. Would it help if I showed you the contract that he signed with us? So we sent it to those guys to try the case for us.
Yeah.
But that's actually our client. And then so right now there's a second case going on right now. It's also our client. That we also so Arnold Aiken is my buddies. Those are the guys. I probably told you from the beginning. They live down the street from me, so they try all my cases. So what we have is we have an agreement that I get half of whatever we win together. It's a 50-50 distribution of the attorney's fees. But I just want to make sure that because they're my friend, but they're also my competitor. And I want to make sure underwriter doesn't call them and say, hey, you know, Jimmy's looking for funding, blah, 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 because then they're going to realize, oh, he needs some money, that they can kind of squeeze me out. Like on
no, they can't they call. They cannot call anybody at all.
Okay.
What I'll do is when I submit it, I'll do a write-up. I'll say, you know, they just won this large case. They're waiting to get paid on it. And, you know, obviously they're growing as well and taking on more large cases, and that's why they're just looking for the additional funding. I don't think it should be a big deal, but we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay. Well, you're the best. So if you can do something great, if not, it's fine as well. So let me send you over what you need, and I'll send you over. I just send it over so you can see, and then I'll. I think once I send you some stuff in this email, you're going to see, I hate borrowing money, by the way, if you can't tell. I hate this. This is why, like, I hate it. So I'll send you some stuff just so you can.
Okay.
I'm legit. Oh. I'm the real deal.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
I will.
You have a good one.
Thank you, too.